It's the Off Grid Prep Things Podcast.
Good evening.
It's the Off Grid Prep Family Podcast. Today is episode 40.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how to feed your family for $200.
We're also going to be talking again about a very surprisingly affordable off-grid power system.
Yeah. Easy. Do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Simple stuff. Get it on Amazon.
It's on Amazon Prime. Every piece of it.
So we went through on Amazon. We picked out stuff for you. First, we went through Walmart and picked out the stuff for you.
Yeah.
If you are starting to freak out about these...
insane inflation.
Shortages that we've keep getting told we're going to see. Even the White House is saying there's going to be food shortages like the world has never seen.
They keep burning down warehouses full of food and factories that make food.
And telling farmers to not grow food. Paying farmers to not grow food.
Do these people not understand?
No.
That the same amount of effort in a positive vein is far more effective than an equal amount of effort in a negative way?
I don't want to be too conspiracy theory, but no, I think...
No, this is like...
I think they know
preschool
that.
Preschool stuff.
And they're like, just trying to, like, decrease the population so that they can all drive Teslas without taking the power grid down.
That's the thing, is I mentioned this to one of the boys the other day. I don't know how we got on the topic, and it was a very brief discussion, but I said, these people, like, the level of audacity that you think you're the one who can reduce the population... Like, honestly, it's getting out of control...
Are they volunteering to be the first?
But if the population really is out of control, which is not, there's so much spare land, it's insane. Yeah. If the population really is draining the earth, gotta find a way to take care of it.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing.
It'll get sorted out.
Just chill.
Yeah.
But they can't chill. These people are crazy.
And they want everyone to drive electric cars. Which, once 20% of the population drives electric cars, the grid... can't handle it. Well, the grid can't handle it now, and it's only 1% of the population.
What was that thing we saw today with the thermostats? What were those?
Oh, right. Let's find the article. This was Denver 7 News. Thousands of Xcel customers, which I guess is their power company, in Colorado, tried adjusting their thermostats Tuesday, and they learned they had no control over the temperatures in their own homes.
What's let me read the little message here. This is a screen grab that somebody sent in. Temperature locked temporarily during energy emergency.
So,
due to a rare energy emergency that may affect the local energy grid, your temperature slider has been changed from 8 p.m. I don't know.
It's hard to read at that point.
Don't.
We're really into automation.
Oh,
that's
kind
of our thing.
I love automating stuff. I hacked into my generator remote and, like, bypassed an awkward shutdown feature just to make things easier.
So we're not against automation.
No.
It's, like, how we make a living.
Yeah.
But we are against automation like a blink, a wink, a nest.
There's a thing called a wink?
Yeah. The thing on your door, there's a wink, there's a wink, there's a... what's the other one?
You mean the ring?
There's a ring.
Ring, right.
Yeah, but there's like a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And you're just giving control over your home security and your home, everything, to some random company.
Yeah, we've also been through the startup culture, like years ago. But all those companies got money because the people listening to them were like, can I do something evil?
Yes, I can use
this.
Something
evil.
I have thunder rolling in my ears, which means it's time to quickly talk about Major Bomb's ground control. It is a powerful, all-natural, eco-friendly herbicide and insecticide in one.
I was just now out looking at my amazing gravel driveway.
Your
zero
weed-free, bug-free.
Bug-free. Shockingly bug-free.
In the middle of a forest. It has safe ingredients combined in a way that eradicates unwanted weeds and scares away insects. It's long-lasting. It's faster and more powerful than glyphosate.
It is.
And you could, if you were inclined, drink it.
You could. It doesn't taste very good, but it's not poison.
You can
but it works.
Get it at our store at offgridprepfamily.com. Click on the store. Go to Major Mom's Ground Control. If you use the coupon code OGPF at checkout, you get $15 off and free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
It is.
So back to the topic, the first topic of the day.
Please, yes, let's do this.
You have heard about the food shortages. You've realized that you do not have nearly as much food in your house as you thought you were going to. Maybe you bought our book, 1 Year of Food, and you looked at what that list of 1 year of food looks like and realized, wow, I have a week's worth of food in my house.
Yeah.
We went to Walmart.com because most of our listeners are American. Mm-hmm. And just about everybody has Walmart. None of these are sale prices. So these, typically, in my experience, Walmart is just like generally okay prices on everything.
Yeah.
Not door crashers, nothing amazing, but nothing like terrible price.
So the list we've compiled is stuff that's in stock.
Mm-hmm. They'll ship it to your house or you do the pickup.
All right, let's do this.
For $200.85. First, you're going to pick up one unsulfured molasses that gives you some little trace minerals and it helps you turn your white sugar into brown sugar.
So what's the brand name? It's Grandma's.
Grandma's Original Unsulfured Molasses.
Number two is Great Value Pure Granulated Sugar, a 25-pound bag. That is $13.98.
Next, I would grab two Great Value Instant Non-Fat Dry Milk.
Mm-hmm.
They're $17.72 for the two. And I would also get three of the three packs of the Great Value Active Dry Yeast. It was actually cheaper per ounce to get the little packages. Next, baking soda, baking powder. I would get two of each of the Great Value brand because they're the cheapest. I would get a gallon of vegetable oil, $8.17. And five bags of Great Value all-purpose flour.
And that vegetable oil was the Great Value brand as well.
Yeah, 10-pound bags. And
Great Value whole grain quick rolled oats, $11.94.
That's for three of them.
Get three of those. Oh, did you say there was five of the all-purpose flour in the 10-pound bag? Okay, good.
Then I would get multivitamins because, you know,
just because
we're talking about survival here. One for men, one for women, one for kids. They're less than $5 a pack for the Equate ones.
Yeah.
Don't get the gummies. They don't store well.
Yeah.
Then I would get some pasta, the Great Value brand.
Elbows, rotini, the other one? Penne.
Penne.
They're all $2.76 a bag.
No, they're $2.76 for three.
Oh, is that what
three boxes?
Boy, that's cheap.
Really, really cheap.
Yeah.
So I was just going to get nine random.
It's less than a dollar a box.
Yeah. And then I got half a dozen Hunt's pasta sauces for three of them. You're going to pay $3.54.
Yep.
I got, you know, three of one kind, three of another.
Mm-hmm.
Half a dozen cans of sliced carrots. That's $3.96 for six of them. And then six of another kind of veg, six of another. So basically I'm aiming
canned veggies.
Two dozen Great Value canned veggies. I got beans, peas, corn, and carrots, six of each.
You can pick what you like in the store or online.
Yeah. And then I did a little bit of fruit. I got a half a dozen cans of crushed pineapple because they're in their own juice, so that's handy, and you can use it for recipes.
Yep.
Six of them for
$7.68. Yep.
I got...
Americans, your groceries are so
cheap. Oh my gosh.
So cheap.
You're so spoiled.
We used to shop in the States. We used to cross the border.
Every
we
week, yeah.
And it's
I
still
miss it.
So cheap. Like your grocery prices here, these prices recording, are half or sometimes
a quarter
of what we pay for the basics here. Like we don't even go to the grocery store. It's not.
This is half
viable.
To a quarter of what it was here pre-pandemic.
That's true.
Know what the grocery stores are here.
Yeah, it's bad.
I got a 4-pack of Great Value chunk chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
That's $9.98 for the 4-pack.
Oh,
really good price.
Wow.
I got 12 cans of the Great Value tuna in water.
Mm-hmm.
That's $9.36 for 12 cans. Awesome price.
That's a regular price.
Yeah, these aren't sales. Half a dozen cans of the Great Value corned beef hash. It's a really big can.
Oh, that is big.
$15.72 for six. I got two of the little 26-ounce things of salt. That's $1.08 for two of them. And a big 20-pound bag of rice. It was $11.74 for the best deal. Then we're doing beans. 8-pound bag of pinto beans was the best price. It's $5.98. And I got a half a dozen jars of unsweetened applesauce. It's the big, like, 48-ounce jar.
Yeah, you really want the unsweetened because it's plenty sweet.
Yeah, for $18.78.
One of the things of going off-grid is you start minimizing.
Yeah.
You never realize how much.
And if you get the unsweetened, you can use that as a replacement for oil in a lot of baking.
Yeah, not that sugar's bad. Sugar's essential.
It is. But it's easy to get enough.
Yeah.
And it gives you more options. So the total on that at Walmart.com today, $200.85, including shipping.
That is an $800 Canadian grocery bill.
Easily. And so what I would do, if I was looking in my pantry and wondering how on earth I'm going to feed my family over the coming months, I would just do that over and over again, at least a few times every time I got paid.
Now I want to add this for our Canadian listeners: you're not, it's not all just tragedy and hopelessness. Just don't go to the grocery store.
You'd be surprised. Find all the alternate
all
sources.
Provinces,
yeah,
there are people raising chickens and selling them.
Oh.
they're raising goats and they're selling
meat and eggs and milk. If you don't look sketchy and you ask nice, you never know.
So
there are sources.
Look around. There are sources. You do not have to go to the grocery store. Yeah. It's just such a corrupt, horrible system.
It is. So that's what I would do if my pantry was looking bare and I was needing to do the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd be thinking about water, and I would not be paying for it. I would be filling up all old containers.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, if at all possible, I'd be looking at getting some chickens, as many as you're allowed. Yep. Just hens. You don't need a rooster to get eggs.
Nope.
If you're allowed, just get a half a dozen chickens and you're good to go.
Yeah.
And beyond that, get the first 300 things to prep list, which is a free download from our store at offgridprepfamily.com if you go to the printable section.
Well, it's right on our main page.
Yeah.
It's halfway down.
Okay.
Yep. So moving forward, we want to talk again about an off-grid system that is
affordable.
It's affordable and it's high quality stuff.
Yeah.
I spent years doing off-grid systems and it drove me crazy when something was expensive but
and
also
terrible.
Really not very good.
Yeah.
Like their software didn't work right or the components were clunky.
We're always okay with paying more for something that's quality.
Yes, absolutely. But the quality, especially in North America, the brand name Solar Gear, I'm going to say Magnum,
bad.
Outback, Schneider, which is Schneider, a French company, but it's an American brand.
Yeah.
There's good stuff, but if you want the really good stuff, you're paying an extra zero, sometimes two extra zeros.
Yeah.
The prices of systems, like, I've seen are just insane.
Literally, you could take 10 houses off-grid if you did it with off-brand parts.
You could, yeah. Now, the funny thing is off-brand, so I'm going to start talking about the inverter.
Okay.
So I spent years building systems that covered entire walls, and you'd have the inverter, which just converts DC to AC. Then you have the charge controller, which is a whole other box of magic. Then you'd have the inverter would accept a charge from a generator, but sometimes the inverter wouldn't. You'd have to put in a generator charge system thing.
Yeah.
And these components were huge, gigantic. And I learned about in the 2000s, there was this huge solar, like, grid tied. So in Canada, when we do grid tied solar, we primarily use sometimes a string inverter, but sometimes you'd use micro inverters. None of these are designed even remotely to take you off the grid.
Mm-hmm. Like,
they're not even the same.
It's a totally different thing.
Totally different thing. But in Australia, there was a gigantic solar boom in the 2000s, and they used what's called a hybrid inverter. And it was actually German design, but it was built in China and then sold primarily in Australia.
Interesting.
Really weird thing. So the initial design, of course, was 220 volt. They sold some in Germany too, obviously, in Europe. So it was initially 220 volt, 50 hertz.
Right, we couldn't get them.
No.
Yeah.
I started importing a couple of these for experimentation. And what it is it's a small box. It's like a really large hat box. Not even, a shoe box.
Okay.
Like, this is a small thing. It weighs like 10, 12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I was used to throwing inverters on the wall.
It's like the size of a small TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was used to installing inverters that took two guys to hold up on the wall.
Right.
So these things, like, you can get a 5,000 or 3,500 watt inverter now, years after I dabbled in it.
Mm-hmm.
they are now producing 120 volt 60 hertz versions of these things.
Right. Now, so you don't need them.
Years ago, when I started dabbling in these things, I started because A, the technology looked really impressive. I bought them directly from China. I had them shipped, air, UPS. It was very expensive. But the inverter itself, at the time, only cost $1,100. I was used to installing $10,000 inverters.
Yeah.
And in addition to charge controllers, like thousands and thousands of dollars, which is still where we talked the other day. We talked about this episode that Prepping 2.0 posted where they had this guy on and said, you can't take a house off the grid for less than $200,000.
Yeah.
So
he said 250.
250.
Sure.
Sure.
Whatever. Why not? Make it eight.
Make it 800. Who cares at that point? So, starting with the inverter, which is the brain. This is the thing that runs everything.
It's the heart of your system.
We have on our site right now, it's a Renogy brand, 3,500 watt pure sine wave hybrid inverter, which has a solar charge controller, MPPT, that's maximum power point tracking, which is very important. Built into one unit. It'll accept the generator charge. It's a tiny little box. It mounts on your wall. It does everything. It's fan cooled. Even the way these things, the way the fan cooling happens, it's all based on this original German design that I've seen in many variations because they basically open sourced it to the Chinese in the early 2000s and it just got copied over and over again. So there's good ones and bad ones, but I like this one because Renogy is based out of California, which I hear sucks now, but I've been there, and they're a solid company. So this...
Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Can we take a quick break?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's take 1 second to talk about One Year of Food, which is our new book that'll help you feed your large family or group for 1 year.
Yeah.
And it gives you all the meal plans, the grocery list, the list of everything you need to store the food, instructions on how to store all that food. You know, it tells you how much you can use every day, every month, and for the whole year. And a garden plan, livestock list, and everything that you need if you want to grow the majority of that food.
Yes.
And it's all of our favorite recipes. And, you know, some easy, some more difficult.
But they're good recipes. We've tried them.
Yeah, mostly from scratch. Yeah. Even our holiday recipes, Christmas cookies, gingerbread house. It's the list that we use to fill our pantry every single fall.
Yeah.
So you can get it today for $15.99 at Amazon. Or if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can take a peek at it for free on Kindle. You probably do want the paper copy because there's a bunch of checklists and forms for you to use. Or you can download it from our store at offgridprepfamily.com and print it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1 year food. That's what we're all going for.
So we move back into the inverter.
Mm-hmm.
So the Renogy 3,500 watt hybrid pure sine wave inverter is $947 Canadian.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, $30 American?
I'm assuming, yeah.
So that's step one. You want to build any solar system, you need an inverter.
Yeah. And if you want a slightly bigger one, like, they're not a lot more for a bigger one, but we're trying to do basic, basic loads, basic house, nothing like, you don't need to run an air conditioner probably.
Yeah. The funny thing, when I started looking at these hybrid inverters, it was just after we had a business doing installs and I got into development and then it was at the time where Magnum, which is a big brand in the States, they were just launching their first MPPT charge controller.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge.
Right.
Massive thing. This big white box. It was almost as big as their heavy bloody inverter. And apparently there was this thing in those circles of installers where it had been years in development. And it's like... The Chinese and the Germans and the Australians had this figured out years ahead of you. Like,
you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Yeah.
Already. Uh-huh. You don't even know it. And for an extra zero.
I find that that's very common in the solar industry. Just like listening to that slick solar salesman on Prepping 2.0. They hate the other people in their industry so deeply that they don't keep up on what's happening in the industry, and it makes them out of date.
Wildly, yeah.
Like, they see everyone as competition. It's not a community.
No.
It's cutthroat.
It's very cutthroat.
And so they don't keep up on what's new. They don't keep up on the technology because they don't want to, like, they put on the blinders and they don't pay attention to what anyone else is doing.
They really do. So anyway, you're right. That's exactly what it's like. Moving on from the inverter, the second most important part are the batteries.
Right.
I would argue that the most important part, but the inverter is really, you can't get anything out of the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So the batteries, there are many, many options. I don't know if you've tried to use Alibaba to bring batteries in yourself. I met a guy from Ontario who's doing that. I learned that there are what I can only assume are intentional Canadian blockades at the Vancouver port. You can get the batteries from China. They come across
and then they
just sit there and probably get sunk.
Yeah.
Like, products aren't coming through intentionally, but it's on the Canadian end. So anyway, if you want on Amazon, now this is .ca, I apologize, we have Amazon.ca. The batteries that I like, the company has stock in Canada or California. It's in North America, which is very important. These are lithium ion life PO4, lithium ion phosphate cells.
Yeah, don't waste your time with the old batteries.
No. And
we also don't run anything on steam anymore.
No, I also don't have a lead acid cordless drill battery.
Like, get with the times. Yeah.
Don't talk to me anymore. Cut it out. So we have life PO4 lithium iron phosphate cells. These are individual cells that come with bus bars. You just wire them up. Like, if you're building an off-grid system, you have a bit of an idea of how this stuff works. I'm not going to go into detail now. A four-pack of 176 amp-hour cells, basically one of these will build what you would consider a 12-volt battery.
Okay,
these are 3.2-volt cells wired in series. Costs you $760 Canadian.
Right.
In our case, because I've had a glass of wine, let's make the math simple. Let's call it $800. We're going to build a $3,200 battery pack or a $3,000 battery pack.
Yeah.
More accurately,
$3,040.
Thank you, dear. So $3,000 for a 48-volt, 176 amp-hour battery pack.
So you want four of those four packs?
You want four of those four packs? Yeah.
Okay.
And like those numbers, 176 amp-hours at 48 volts. It's actually 51 volts. But
yes,
for that kind of money, is just.
So now you have a powerful battery bank.
Yeah.
And a really advanced inverter, and you're at $3,988.
Yeah, and it's not only, like, if you want to compare to car batteries or lead acid, you're only going to get 50% efficiency out of those things.
Mm-hmm.
These things, last I checked, are well into the 90s percentage. My pack that we have is a Life PO4 pack. We got it from a different supplier. We actually got it directly from China before COVID.
Yeah. Ours look like that, though. Months. They look like they came from
exactly
the same factory.
Like so now you're up to $4,000.
Okay.
The next important part is you want to add a BMS.
Right.
That's, I think they're $200 for a good one.
Okay.
We have the DALY Smart BMS. It's the only really reliable looking one. Mm-hmm. Like, ours works fine.
Yeah.
It has the Bluetooth app, so you can see what all your cell voltages are at and your total percentage. And it is pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That's to monitor yourself.
You gotta have a BMS.
You do. Finally, on the off-grid gear page, you're gonna want, like, there's a combiner box for $170 to.
You need two of those, right? Panels.
It depends on how many solar panels, but yeah, you probably want two of those.
Okay.
That's you're up to $4,500 now.
Mm-hmm.
There's some ancillary components like MC4 cables.
Right. How many of those MC4 cables do we need?
How many panels did we say? I don't remember how many panels.
Well, I figured we were getting four, or we were getting two combiner boxes, so we're probably doing a dozen panels.
A dozen panels, yeah, that's a, yeah. So, a dozen panels, we're just doing them, we've done this before, I wasn't totally prepared for this, but.
If I have a dozen panels, how many cables do I need?
I guess you need. There's strings of
three.
So four.
Plus the one.
No, that's the way it works. So get four of those 40-foot cables.
Kay.
Like, these are cable pairs.
So four of the cable pairs, the Renogy 40-foots that are on our site. And if your panels are really far away, just get another pair.
Just get more, and they join up end to end.
So now our total is at 4,824.
Yep, and now we got to add solar panels.
Well, let's do the crimping tools first.
Oh, yeah, right? Okay. Yeah.
You need the tools.
The tools, that's $50.
You can do it with needle nose pliers, but it's not worth the effort.
Actually, you can't add MC4 connectors. So if you're adding MC4 connectors, you really need these crimping tools, and they're really easy
and
to use.
And do I need...
Yeah, you should throw those. Those are MC4 removal
okay.
wrenches. There's these little plastic wrenches.
Which are also on the site. They're only $14.
Everything's on the site. Everything in our off-grid gear section, you need it all.
So at this point, we're at $48.88.
Yeah.
And all we need now is panels.
All we need now is
panels. And panels are the things that people talk about and worry about the most, but panels are the cheapest part of this whole operation.
They've been making them forever. The technology is so well set up. Yeah. The factories are set up. They're still cranking them out.
They don't have any moving parts.
No. They last for 30 years. It's ridiculous. Like, these yeah. things are cheap.
And so, and when they're done, you don't have to dispose of them. You use it as like the roof of your chicken coop or something. Yeah. Like, so, it doesn't have to be a thing.
So right now we're at $5,000 Canadian for what mm-hmm. I know is a system that will run a large home
yeah.
for at least 24 hours.
A fridge, a freezer, a dishwasher.
Yeah, we got 7 kids turning on lights and flushing toilets and running the pump.
At this size, you probably can't run an air conditioner. Unless the sun is shining or your generator's on.
Yeah, you can run it.
Yeah.
If the sun's shining.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to run this at night because it's
if just... If you want to do, like, multiple things at the same time, you yeah. maybe need, like, a 5,000-watt inverter.
That's true. There are more of these hybrid inverters.
There are different sizes.
There
yeah.
are bigger sizes. There are...
And it's not a whole lot more to get a
no,
bigger one.
No. And, like, you're probably going to spend for a 5,000-watt... Now, this is continuous rating.
Mm-hmm.
So the surge on this 3,500-watt inverter is, like, I think it's, like, 6,000. So it's your freezer can kick in without right. shutting it down. There's a 5,000-watt that I found the other day that was, I think, $1,300. Yeah. So it's only another $300. But it had, like, a 10,000-watt surge on
right.
it. So your air compressor can kick in and your AC can
your
kick in.
Your daughter's running her hair dryer. Exactly. Like, you don't have to worry about
there are
so
also
much.
Hybrid inverters that are designed to be, you can buy multiples and wire them parallel.
Mm.
There's not a lot of them, but they are there. And they're still prime.
Like, and if you want help finding these things specifically, yeah. you are more than welcome to email us or contact us on Instagram. Yeah. Send us your last few power bills.
Yeah.
We'll help you figure it out.
So, moving on from this $5,000 system...
We're going to talk about panels.
Yeah, we'll briefly talk about them. So
you can get them on Amazon.
You can. The only
They're not a great price.
No, quite possibly the worst price you'll find yeah. anywhere. But still decent. So, you can get... what do we have here? 2-pack of Renogy brand 100-watt yeah. solar panels is $246.
Yeah, so...
So, if you add in... 6 of those. I'll remember that number. Just type in 246 times 6. Times 6. So that's $1,500.
But
that's a huge
really
system.
That's a no, they're only system. They're only 100-watt solar panels.
Yeah, but then you've got okay, so that's only a 1,200-watt yeah. array. I apologize.
But if you really don't have local sources, they are available on Amazon.
They are.
Ideally, you want to get them locally, and they should be
less than a dollar
per watt.
If you get them used, you're looking at 30 to 40 cents a watt.
Yeah.
And this is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, our American listeners, I mean, you could practically get these things for free.
Yeah. Amazon, they're expensive. It's mm-hmm. because of the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just find a local source for your panels,
yep.
and they'll fit in the back of your SUV,
yep.
and you just take them home and build a rack at a 2x4s.
Over the last few years, there've been a huge boon in grid-tied solar sales.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these people were swindled.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to see that they don't want to pay this, because what happens is the solar company finances them with the help of a bank. Basically, the solar provider becomes a bit of a utility company. This Elon Musk did this
yeah.
in the early days,
mm-hmm.
and then he sold it. But what happens is you now have another payment in addition
mm-hmm.
to your utility bill, which your bargaining will offset your utility bill. So you're just passing the buck.
Yeah.
And we got our solar panels from what the company that I bought them from here, a solar installer, said that it was a repo. And they were like, you could tell they really felt bad about it, but
mm-hmm.
it was a repo.
It's happening.
I guarantee it, because the people were like, I'm not paying for this crap anymore. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because people are trying to draw so much power with their horribly inefficient homes
yeah.
and their heat pumps
mm-hmm.
and all of these ridiculous power loads.
Hot tubs
yeah.
and just
and
constant
we watch them,
electric
these
heat.
People go around and install these things on low-pitched roofs
yeah.
in
they
a
don't
place where it snows 3 feet Like
all winter long?
All winter long. So, yeah. Of course, you're not getting any sun. Our panels are nearly vertical, and I still, twice a winter, have to get up there with an extension pole and scrape those things.
Like, yeah.
Because of the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of these solar arrays are going to start going south. Just keep your eyes open on the used ads and classifieds. Yeah.
If you got a dozen 360-watt panels, mm-hmm. used, or no, new, yep. new price,
right.
but local, mm-hmm. you should pay about $4,300.
So that's full retail, and it's only $4,300.
And how much was the rest of the system?
That'd be $4,800. Well, 40, yeah, sure.
So we're at $9,120.
It's like $4,880. So we're under $10,000 for a really amazing system.
High quality, easy to put together because there's fewer things.
Fewer components.
It only goes together one way. It's like an old.
This is a lithium battery. It doesn't get any higher quality in the general battery market.
But like people who are afraid of it, it's like that inverter only plugs into things one way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your old desktop computer.
Everything comes with instructions.
The cord has the right end. You plug it in. Ka-chunk.
And once you've done it once, you'll have that.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is just like plugging in your old DVD player.
Yeah.
The first time you do it, you're like, oh, no.
Yeah. It's just the same with those RCA cables.
RGB? What? Let's take 1 second to talk about Jace Medical.
Yep.
They sell emergency antibiotics in Canada and the USA. You can get life-saving antibiotics and instructions mm-hmm. for your emergency medical kit or travel.
Yeah.
And if you use the link on our friends and affiliates page, you get $15 off.
Cool.
Also, flash food. $5 mm-hmm. off your first order of flash food. It is the grocery store waste reduction program that lets you buy discounted groceries or things that they're clearing out.
Yeah, there's some great stuff on
there. There's a coupon code, again, on our friends and affiliates page for $5 off your first mm-hmm. order, which is a giant box of veggies.
Yep.
EMP Shield.
Mm-hmm.
$15 off any unit if you use the code OGPF. It'll protect your vehicle, generator, solar energy equipment, whatever you need it to protect.
We've talked about it. They've got a great track record.
Mm-hmm.
And relatively, for the amount of money you're going to spend on it, you're saving a lot more money not having your electronics damaged.
Yes. Yes. Get 15% off your first order of Thrive Life freeze-dried food by using the link in our friends and affiliates page. It's not pre-packaged backpack meals. It's ingredients freeze-dried in cans.
Yep.
And finally, we already talked about Major Mom's Ground Control. Mm-hmm. $15 off if you use the link on our friends and affiliates page at offgridfamily.com.
Nice.
Do you have a quote for us today, dear?
Yeah. For if leisure and security were enjoyed by all alike, the great mass of human beings who are normally stupefied by poverty would become literate and would learn to think for themselves. And when once they had done this, they would sooner or later realize that the privileged minority had no function, and they would sweep it away. In the long run, a hierarchical society was only possible on a basis of poverty and ignorance. That's an intense quote.
That's George Orwell.
Yeah, but that's like our family, and I'm sure a lot of families, everybody's equal. Like, yeah, we're older and we know more, but one day the kids are going to know more, and whatever. They're going to have to take care of us.
That only works in a certain way. All right. I hope you guys had a really nice long weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
See you later.
Bye.